Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful conversation for you. This is amazing because just yesterday or around yesterday or the day before, Joe Biden is going to cure cancer. And now Joy Bayer says that global warming could stop Biden from curing cancer. You know, so when he doesn't do it, don't blame global warming. Lord help you. House is going to hold hearings on slavery reparations because, you know, I wonder if there's going to be black people that have to pay lots of money because, you know, there were black slave owners. I'll get into that. I want to get into all kinds of stuff because, you know, they keep going after Trump and, you know, Nancy Pelosi has basically said that impeachment is not off the table. You know, Ted Lieu came out and said that when Donald J. Trump said that if he's gotten some major dirt or major bad things from a political opponent that's overseas, like if England or France had information about a political candidate and stuff they did that's wrong, and he wants to use it, how that's un-American. How dare he do that? Oh, but Hillary Clinton would use that in a heartbeat, you know. They'd praise that. Ellen Dershowitz has come out saying that if, you know, if they're just going to impeach Trump, then the Congress is overstepping their bounds. You know, no one is too big. You know, it's like, you know, Trump can't be the almighty with 100% power, and neither can the Congress. You know, if they have legitimate cause to impeachment, here's the proof. But, you know, that ain't happening, so. Oh, I want to get into this because I've talked about this before, and I talked about especially on Tuesday. Kate Nixon, who was a Virginia Beach victim, her attorney is saying that the gun-free zone caused those people to be unarmed. Or if it wasn't a gun-free zone, they could have protected themselves. What have I said? You know, hey, look at this school. All these shootings happen in the gun-free zones. Just saying. Mississippi and Alabama. Let me double check my source here. I know it's Mississippi and Alabama. Yes. Two very anti-cannabophobic states are now looking at doing some stuff to study it and work on medically and move forward medically. I want to get into that and also the never-ending Manchester United transfer news. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Peter 4:8. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. And you know, last night, it was probably my 100th dead show in some form. It was my wife's first. I mean, if you count Dead and Come, if you count Dark Star, she's seen too. But, you know, if you look at, like, The Grateful Dead, like, Phil Lash and Friends, Rat Dog, the Dead, The Grateful Dead, you know, the other ones, Life After Jerry, Dead and Company, Dark Star Orchestra, I've seen over 100. It was a good time. It was cool. It was windy and cold, but it was a great time. I took Adam, a buddy of mine, chiropractor friend I went to high school with, and we're in the lot, and he's like, I'll be right back. And I'm like, okay. I thought he's bored, and somebody in the lawn was his roommate when he was going to chiropractic school. And, you know, him and his friend, we talked for like half the show, and they're like, that's like my fourth show, and everyone like, wow. You know, it's like they've been a fan for years, but like never went. Hey Tommy, how you doing, buddy? You know, so they've never gone, and I'm like trying to explain what Shakedown Street is, and it's where you can get, you know, all kinds of stuff. It was greater back in the day, because then I could get like something to eat, because a lot of it now, it's hard to, you know, there's no like, maybe I need to go on tour and be the allergy chef and just cook, like, but then I'd be outside the venue more than I would be inside, you know, but, oh well. It's cool, though. It was a good time, you know. There was that lingering rain, you know. Well, it looks like rain and it feels like rain, oh Lord, here comes the rain. It was last year on 6/6/18, which was 27th anniversary of the 6/6/91 show at Deer Creek. Like they played Casey Jones, and there was speculation that there was going to be a closer. That wasn't the closer, but like minutes later, like we didn't even get out of the venue, and bam, it just under the God unloaded on us with rain. We're saturated. And we all get to this tree, and yeah, it's perfect place when it's thundering and lightning, and you know. So this time we were able to make it to and go to Shakedown Street at night for a little bit, and we were exhausted and tired, so we went home. But it was a good time, you know. But I want to get into this because this is hilarious. Because as you know, Joe Biden is, I'm going to cure cancer because that's what I'm going to do. If you vote for me. See, Trump won't. See, you want to have cancer cured, I'll do it. You know, it's going to be the liberals are going to, it's going to be the ballots. Who can come up with the biggest BS story? Well, okay, if I'm president, world hunger, gone. Everything, don't worry, man. Cancer, gone. I'll cure everything. AIDS, gone. I'll do it all. Gun violence, gone. Joy Blair says that global warming could stop Biden from curing cancer. Are you that serious? That Joe Biden is going to cure cancer and that Joy Behar, well, my wife has a migraine because of the stories I'm saying. I'm hurting her head that bad. Because, like, Joy Blair's like, well, global warming's going to stop him. He was going to have cancer cured, but, you know, the world came to an end and everyone died. And
I didn't hear that. She actually said that global warming will stop him.
Yeah.
Maybe Trump's right. Trump said that no one really wants him, that the media and stuff is just going to devour him.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, it's just crazy because when you look at it, they don't make sense. It's just, I mean, what is the Democrat standing for right now? What, if you're a liberal, decide, okay, what is your idea? Because Obamacare failed. So what's your idea to fix it? We have school shootings in gun-free zones. What's your plan to stop mass shootings in America when 90% of them happen in gun-free zones? So all you're going to do is keep law-abiding citizens from being able to protect themselves with a gun. Besides taking away my Second Amendment right, besides taking guns away from law-abiding citizens, how are you planning on stopping this massive gun violence in this country? How do you plan on stopping... Okay, we have thousands and thousands of migrants coming to this country. Obviously, they're not coming here to go to a socialist nation, which you want. No, they're trying to get away from all that government running everything and owning everything. That's what they want to do. They want to get away from that. They're trying to come here for the freedom we have. What are you going to do to stop the influx of... Well, because you were for a wall one time. I mean, we're just speculating what the Democrats, they don't know. All they, well, we got they got impeachment on the back burner. Well, we're just going to keep investigating. We're going to keep making up all kinds of crap to allow us to keep investigating Trump, because this government is like the Scientology, and Trump is like someone who has left the church in bad terms, and they're investigating him, and they're trying to find anything they can on him, because Trump has to have done something wrong that we can impeach him on at some point in his history. He had to have done something. Why can't we find the House is holding hearings on slavery reparations. Representative, the Democrat from Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee, has introduced again H.R. 40 earlier this year. And they keep pushing that, you know, they don't know what they're going to do. They can't tell you what they're going to do. They don't have a plan. Their plan is to, how can we get people to vote for us when we don't have any clue? We haven't tried to make anything better. All we've done is gone after Trump. Well, let's see if we can try to get money for black people, and maybe they'll vote for us. If Hillary Clinton was elected and she said, I'm going to give everyone $1 million, I wouldn't vote for her. Just because... Hey, Misty. But just, you know, that's the problem we have in this country. No one wants to... They don't have a plan. You got to have a plan. Okay, when you're on the pitch, okay, are we going to do a 5-3-2? Are we going to 3-3? What are we going to do? 4-3-3? How are we going to set up the team? Are we going to play a number 10? Are we not going to have a number 10 and just have a number 8 and a number 9? How are we going to set up the midfield? How are we going to play this? 4-3-3s, all this worked on the Oregon Sorcerer. We got to keep doing that. Why he keeps switching up, you know? You got to have a plan when you go out on the pitch. You got to have a plan, you know? But the problem is, are these laws that the government, is this healthcare that the government's going to pass? Are they going to be? No, they're politicians. They're going to have their own healthcare. They're not going to have to suffer through, let me see here. This is waiting to upload healthcare.org. Yeah, it's, you know, they don't have to abide by it. They don't have to follow it. They're not going to have to use it. Doesn't matter what that plan. Name the plan after me. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to use this. I don't call it whatever. That's what's wrong with this country. And Trump is exposing how useless this government really is and how much they're not doing anything. And it's amazing how many videos you come out where Biden said this, now he said that, and the back and forth. Like I've said before, if you think global warming's real, great. Show me the evidence. Show me the proof. Because NASA, again, is showing photos where the glacier ice caps are expanding. Well, it doesn't mean you shouldn't recycle or try to do good things to help the Earth, but as a CBC, Canadian Broadcasting Channel investigation showed, they took Starbucks cups and they went to Tim Hortons and I think they went to Digby's and they put like tags on the cups and they threw them in the recycling bin. And when they tracked the cups, they ended up just in the regular trash. They didn't end up getting recycled at all. So all this recycling people thought they were doing with their cup, by having their coffee and throwing the cup in the recycling thing, it ended up just going to the same trash. It wasn't getting recycled like they thought. And then all those places were investigating why it was not, because it was supposed to be recycled and, you know, so, and that was where it ended, because they were in the process of investigating why they had this stuff set up and it was supposed to be recycled and it wasn't being recycled. So it's just one of those things that, you know, if I've done, like I did a buddy's 25th anniversary, you know, okay, this is the plan. Okay, what do you want? Okay, this is what I'm thinking for you. I'm going to do a nice filet mignon, because I know you guys are healthy eaters. I want to do a multi-grain mix that has like some let's do some millet, quinoa, some wild grains, you know, all this stuff. Okay, and you have a game plan. This is what we're going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. And this is, okay, is that what you want? Okay. I know what Trump wants to do. I know what he's trying to do. I know his game plan. He said, this is what I want to do. Democrats, all I know is they want to give money to, they want to give money to black people who can prove that they were reparations for their family being slaves. Okay, then my ancestors were Pennsylvania coal miners. They lived in a town that was owned by the coal company. They lived in a company house. They shopped at a company store because they were paid with company money that was only good at the company store. They knew exactly how much money they made and everything. I don't even know if my last name is correct, because they would, my ancestors would change their name so much to try to get out from under the mine, because they owned you. They knew, okay, well, he can't, well, we got to say there's 20% coal in this car, even though it's 100% coal, because if we say anything more than 20, he's going to get ahead, and we can't allow that. And that's, watch the movie Molly Maguire's. If you ever get a chance, I urge you to watch that movie. That was filmed behind my dad's house. My dad watched him filming it. It's hard to watch. It's why we have breaks and why we have rules and regulations and why a company just can't own you. Why you have unions and why you have groups that protect your rights. That's why you have rights as a worker. That's why you have OSHA. All these standards. And that's huge. But, you know, well, we can't quite rule out, you know, what is the Democrat plan? What do they want? How are they trying to make America better? How are they, even if you're a liberal, what is Nancy Pelosi, what is the House doing to make America great? What are they doing? What bills have they passed? What have they done to make it better for you? Yeah, I have more money in my pocketbook under Trump, but it's worthless. It's so the value of the dollar is so low that the reason why you had to pay for air at a gas station is because of inflation. And since we're getting so many people to, hey, you can say what you want. Trump is doing what he said he'd do. And, well, we got to get the blacks back because, so we're going to do slavery reparations. And a bunch of black people have already got off the Democrat train and like, wait a minute here. I'm in South Chicago. There ain't no white Tea Party Republican for, hold on, 50 miles to this place. And if I find one, yeah, you in the wrong hood, man. Okay, let me tell you, you go this way, you get on I-94, you go, you get out of here. You in the wrong hood, brother. And they're waking up to, hey, wait a minute. This is black-owned, black-controlled, Democrat-run, and look at how trashed it is. But look at all the congressmen and senators. And that's why Obama and Oprah wanted to have the Olympics in Chicago, because they had friends that had a bunch of decrepit properties that they would get crap loads of money to fix it up for the Olympics. That's why I have a problem watching the Olympics anymore. If you watch those videos, and I've said this before, where they show these grand stadiums that they build just for the Olympics, or these diving platforms just for the Olympics. And guess what happens? After the Olympics are done, they're never used again. Why? I have no idea. But I think it was yesterday, Trump came out and he's like, you know, if I got dirt from another country on a political candidate, you know, an opponent, I would use it. And of course, you got Ted Lieu coming out like, that's un-American. How dare he? That's un-American. That's unpatriotic. Well, if it's true and you can back it up, here's the facts. Here's video of Hillary Clinton at a strip club, or John Boehner, you know, at a strip club doing something, taking American taxpayer dollars and getting lap dances with it. you should be able to use it if they can, if it's proof, if it's real. How is that un-American? If you can prove that a John Boehner or a Mitch McConnell or a Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or anybody illegally used money, and you can prove it no matter where it came from, how is that un-American? Oh, wow. I mean, but it's just, they don't have anything. They can't say anything negative about Trump, like he's doing anything bad. So they just gotta, okay, well, we will eventually find something. That's all they want to do is, well, we're not gonna, impeachment's not, well, unless you have something on him. I don't agree with him all the time, but Alan Dershowitz, he's come out and basically said that, you know, Congress, if they try to impeach Trump, just impeach him, they can't, that's going to backfire because they can't be above the law. I mean, Trump has certain limitations because in America, we have a system so that there's not one dictator in chief, no matter who it is. So that, like if you go to North Korea, Kim Jong-un is above the law. If you snore, okay, throw him in a piranha pool. He was snoring. He slept. Take him out, execute him. I don't care. Get rid of him. He controls everything. In America, we don't have that. If someone was to do that, okay, we need to look at that. We need to investigate that. No one is above the law. The president isn't. Congress isn't. But when you see people like Snoop Dogg that admitted that they smoked weed in the White House, I mean, that's like, wait a minute. That's, to me, above the law. That shouldn't happen. If I couldn't do it, you know, and that's what people are, I think, starting to wake up to in this country. Look at all these politicians that get away with stuff that I'd go to jail for. And I think people are waking up to that more and more. Something that I've seen I've always been that libertarian, independent person that's just been on the sidelines. Like, okay, let me see here. I don't want Bush. I don't want Clinton. I don't want Clinton again. I don't want Bob Dole. I don't want Bush. I don't want Al Gore. Okay, I don't want John Kerry. I don't want Bush. I don't want John McCain or Obama or Hillary Clinton or Mitt Romney. They're all going to screw me. One of them is going to win and get to the end of the 100-meter dash first. But the end of the 100-meter dash is not the direction this country needs to go. We need to go in the opposite direction. That's why Catholics were a huge voting bloc. That's why back in the 40s and 30s, way back in the day, Solzhenitsyn tried to influence the hierarchy. Because if he can get the hierarchy of the Catholic Church embedded into these social programs, the social justice, and we need to have like, because back in the day, the tobacco industry was losing half of its smokers because it was a taboo for women to smoke. So this is a freedom stick. Let's let women light up and have a freedom stick because women need to be equal to men and this and that and all these social justice programs that Solzhenitsyn was pushing, you know, in these inner cities and all this stuff. And dividing this country, well, if we get the hierarchy in the Catholic Church and they'll start preaching that stuff and they want to make it mainstream because America is never going to support socialism. But if you call it liberalism under that banner, guess what? Done. That's what they try to do. Well, this is going to be bad for America, but we want to get it passed. How do we rewrite something or make it sound nice so that they'll pass it, so that they'll get it and shove it down their throats. I want to thank everyone for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio around the world. You know, I was talking to one of my callers from California, and she was just incredible. And I'm like, I kind of feel bad because she's like in her own country. She's in, you know, because like when you're in a world that's like 99.999% ultra progressive, and you're a conservative. I forget which one it was, but I think it was James Hetfield or one of the Metallica people is very conservative, hunts for his own food and all this stuff. And when he lived out in California near San Francisco, he just couldn't deal with it. It's like, you're either like, how dare you kill? I'm like, well, I'm a vegetarian, but you know, if you want to hunt for your own meat, I have no problem with that. There's times like in Indiana where, okay, if we don't give tax to kill 20 deer, you know, because of overpopulation, more are going to die. You know, I know there's never going to be a time in this world there's always going to be meat eaters. You're never going to change everybody, and I never try to. This is how I am. This is how I live my life. If you want to eat like that, go ahead. If not, I'm cool with that. As long as you respect me for my being a vegetarian, then I respect you for doing what you do. Don't go shoving meat in my face, and I'm not going to go shoving my tofu in yours. You know, but, I mean, it's sad when I'm like, when you saw Jon Stewart saying, hey, we need to do something about the victims of 9/11 that were the survivors. And I call them victims/survivors because when they went in to rescue the people of 9/11, they just did what they were told. They just did what they're told to do in their hearts, to give back, to be there. Treat people with respect because someday you're going to want the same thing. Somebody might be on the floor not doing well and help them out because someday that might be you and you want someone to help you. And when Jon Stewart lost it, he was, you know, why isn't this being taken care of? Da-da-da. Trump's done more than anyone in this. And they instantly, the next day, passed to get these people's payments and stuff so that they can get treatment. I applaud Jon Stewart for what he did. We need more people like him to step up and say, government, do your job. I never thought I would support Jon Stewart. He impressed me. Now, he's not always going to be ultra. He's not always going to be right. Isn't that interesting? Wow, there's someone on the left that I actually agree with. Well, you should. There shouldn't be this notion that, well, I was an Obama supporter and I supported 8,000,000% of what he did. I like Trump, but, you know, I want stuff to be done through the books. I don't want to have a executive order in chief, not that he is. He's far, even Obama was far from the most executive orders. I think it was Teddy Roosevelt, if I remember correctly, has more than any president in history, like a whole month, like 400 or something. It was ridiculous. I looked it up one time. But it's something that people don't realize. You know, I like what he's passing, but I don't like the way he's doing it because it's only a matter of time before someone comes in and I'm going to use the executive order and I'm going to ensure that the Second Amendment is taken away from me. Yeah, that'd be the quickest way to have a civil war. You know, try to take away your Second Amendment rights through executive order. Every place that, you know, tries to clamp down on the laws, okay, they're about, you know, that's when gun ammo goes through the roof. That's when guns go, you know, so. Because people want to stock up. But I got about 30 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, wherever you're listening, whether on Blog Talk Radio or around the world on Facebook Live, from Brazil to Russia to Indonesia to France and England. I have people all over Canada. Thank you so much all for tuning in. And no matter where you live, You know, in America, we get to have a choice of who does our taxes. Some countries, you give your stuff to the government and they do your taxes, so who knows? You know, but also, if you're listening on Facebook Live, feel free to like or comment or say hi. If you got a question, feel free, because I can't tell until the very end. I have like 60 or 50 views, whatever, you know. So I don't know who's watching, but, you know, those that are down there, thank you so much for tuning in and spending part of your Thursday night with me. The House Intelligence Committee subpoenas Michael Flynn, and they're not giving up on Russia. People are, I think they're losing a lot of people. I mean, Joe Biden had like 30, like 80-some people at a rally. Okay. You lost me. It's kind of like having a magic show, and you keep doing the same show over and over, and you don't change, and you don't change, and you don't change. And yeah, I've seen that before. Yeah, I've seen that. Okay, yeah. We came, wow, this is, I haven't seen this in 10 years and it hasn't changed. Wow, except for he's gotten 10 years older. You know, people are getting tired of this. Russia, Russia, Russia. Hey, Lisa, thank you for tuning in. But it's one of those things that, you know, that people are getting tired of it. Like, what are you doing? Trump, whether you like him or not, he's trying to do something to fix this country. He's trying to do something to put money back in our pockets. We got to do something to try to make the value of the dollar greater. But at least he's trying to do something. What are the Democrats trying to do? And I have Democrat friends that say that. I mean, think about it. You have, like, Joe Biden, 30-some years in Congress, 8 years as vice president, and he wants to go to D.C. to become the president to make America great and to fix things. Not to mention, how long has he been in D.C. and he's blaming Trump for the problems in this country? Well, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi were saying Reagan was the problem in the 80s. Now it's Trump now. It's just one of those things, you know, that we deal with. That Martin Luther King did a lot for this country. And guess what? He wasn't in D.C. He wasn't in D.C., but hey, that's how this cookie crumbles. I mean, you know, people are waking up to this notion that they're tired. They're not seeing anything done. They kind of feel like, hey, wait a minute, I support Trump because he's like the only one doing anything. Yeah, the project wasn't that great, but he had five people on his team, and he did it all. Okay, we're going to do this little skit. Just read your parts. I wrote it all. Okay. I'm just going to try. I'm trying. I know you don't care about passing this. I know you're going to be held back. This is like your fifth year in grade 9. I want to get my grade 10, okay? I want to do all this stuff so I can, you know, and that's how I feel. A lot of people are seeing the Trumpster as a guy that's doing everything, and like, not many people are standing with him to try to fix and try to do. And he's in a group of five that's in a class that has a project, and his group of five, he's doing the whole project because everyone else is just goofing off. But that's, you know, I want to move on to this before I get into the cannabis portion of the segment, but I've talked about this before. You know, it's like, okay, I don't believe these school shootings happened. And my friend goes, what the? Are you serious? I'm like, they were gun-free zones. How could a gun be there? A gun can't be in that school because it's a gun-free zone. Therefore, these things are lies. They were made up by the liberal media, CNN. And, oh, I had someone, and I said, well, it's a gun-free zone. If the law worked, there shouldn't have been a gun in there. And if the school shooting was real, then it proves gun laws don't work because a psychopath or a criminal with a gun isn't going to abide by the law, and he's going to go in that school with a gun anyways and shoot up. But now I've got backing on this because Kate Nixon, a Virginia Beach victim's attorney, is coming out saying that gun-free policies kept Virginia Beach victims unarmed on the day of the attack, and that they could have done something to help stop this incident. And it may not have been as bad as it would have if they would have had a conceal and carry, and they would have been trained to know how to use it properly. And I tell people that if you're going to carry a gun like I do, make sure you know how to use it. Make sure you know how to field strip it. Make sure you know how to clean it. Make sure you know how to use it. My friend Tammy used to live out in Pine Village, and I miss it because, like, out there they had some doctor bought, like, land and had a gun range, and I'd go out there and shoot all the time. You know, but make sure you know what you're doing so you're not just willy-nilly carrying a gun. Make sure you know that that thing can kill someone, and that if you that should be your last resort. Okay, if I can't defuse the situation, it's okay. Now I know that I'm pulling out a gun that will potentially kill somebody. A gun is not a joke. But Madonna's coming out that we need to do something with all these, you know, gun control and this and like. Yeah, so you want to pass laws that aren't going to work because we've proven they don't work, because how can they work when most of these shootings happen in a gun-free zone like that beach? I actually one time had mine in my doctor's office. He's like, it's cool, because he's like a conservative, so my doctor is like, yeah. He goes, you're not supposed to have it in here, but I know you're not going to go shooting people up. You're trained. You know what you're doing. You know, you're a God-fearing man. You're someone that I think you would have, I played that in my mind all the time. You know, like, if I had to use it, okay, you know, like, it's not a joke to me. If I have to pull my gun out and point it at someone, then it's a kill or be killed. I'm fearing for my life. I'm trying to defuse the situation. You know, it's like I'm a huge medical cannabis supporter. I'm a huge cannabis supporter. And, you know, I'm so tired of the, let's have 50 beers. And then they take a hit of a joint and they blame the joint instead of the 50 beers. You know, but just like owning a gun, it requires responsibility. How do you field strip it? How do you clean it? How do you take care of it? How do you hold it properly? How do you shoot it? A gun is a responsibility. It's like, just like alcohol is a responsibility. Just like cannabis is a responsibility. Yeah, I want to legalize, but It should be responsibly used. I use it for medical purposes when I use it. I get CBD. And so does Irvin Rosenfeld. And I got to get into this because my sister said this. Never point a gun unless you intend to kill. If I'm pulling out my gun, my intent is to kill somebody who is going to kill me or others. And it's him or us. Probably mainly me. And you have to be responsible, and people aren't. You know, it's sad that, you know, I mean, I always look at it like, well, legalize methamphetamine. I mean, seriously. Really? Well, it's not like you're going to use it. So you're going to use it just because they legalized meth, you're going to use it? Cool, man. I'm going to buy me a kilo of cocaine. It's legal now. It has to be safe. No. I mean, there is an article I was reading today on Twitter where in China, this is like 2,500 years ago, I think it is, or like 4,500 years ago, they found high amounts of THC residue in a Chinese cemetery. This is another example where they were they've shown examples where they could, where from what their archaeology has found out, that they were using cannabis to help treat breast cancer and deal with pain. Going back that far, but, you know, we don't have enough information, even though it's been studied more than Tylenol or Advil combined. It's just, you know, on so many people because, wait a minute, how can you, you're a conservative and you support, I've always supported cannabis because when I found out that, hey, there's, you know, when you start looking into why was it made illegal in the first place? Oh, it was associated with Mexicans and blacks. So maybe if we get rid of it, we can get rid of them. And it was all these things. And when you look into it further and you find out, well, you know, hey, pharmaceutical companies used to manufacture this. It used to be a widely used drug that was safe. No one's died from it. It's been proven to kill cancer. When you find out that, oh, since 64, they've been going at the University of Mississippi and studying it the whole time. When in 1970, when they basically came up and said, hey, why is this even illegal? And they're like nixed it right then and there. You know, when Bill Clinton was president, one of his advisors studied and goes, why is this stuff even illegal? This is the safest stuff. This should be. And they threatened him and shut him up. And now that Colorado is poised to be over, they're over $1 billion in tax revenue. What people don't realize is when they have like 500 people in line at a dispensary, when it opens in Illinois or Michigan or wherever the new state is, those are people that were using it anyways. Now they're finally just legally allowed to go buy it. And most cannabis users are very responsible people. Not every single solitary one. There are responsible alcohol users. But there are people that are not. There are gun owners that are responsible, like me. And there are gun owners that are not. But you got a loophole. Everyone together, because if there's a bad, you know, if a guy with a gun kills up 50 people, I have to be bad because guns are bad. You know, Mississippi and Alabama are two very cannabophobic states, and they're looking into 2020 having steps put in place to have medical use of it, and I never would have thought some of those states would. Eric Holcomb, our governor, I'm like, I was joking. Yeah, he's probably at the Dead and Company show last night at Deer Creek Music Center lighting up. Yeah, it shouldn't be legal, but I'm lighting up a big bowl here at Dead and Company. I'll never legalize it. And also, if the feds legalize it, also, because he was a guy that admitted he was in Colorado and lit up, but he doesn't believe in legalizing it in Indiana. But if it becomes federally legal, he'll support it. He'll back it. But other than that, he would be like, okay there, Bill Clinton Jr. Well, at least he admitted he smoked it and inhaled it and shit. Or at least. Oh, wow. You know, I mean, a lot of the stuff that's in the news is so redundant because you have a one-sided issue. Well, we're going to get Trump. He's going down. We're going to go after him. Okay, so, and what have you done for Americans lately? You know, we pay. You work for us. You know, and that's one of those big things that people don't realize. You know, the government works for us. You know, and what's funny is when you have a town or a municipality in a city that, or in a state that, okay, this sector here, okay, this is the state. This section right here voted 95% to legalize cannabis. But the city council said, we're not going to allow dispensaries in our town. If the people vote 95% to have it legal, you should abide by their wishes. You know, like the Ben Harper song says, my choice is what I choose to do, and if I'm causing no harm, you're all right with me. Your choice is who you choose to be, and if you're causing no harm, you're all right with me, you know? It just gets me when you have people that, like, well, because I get asked this question frequently from listeners who are medical cannabis. I'm like, what do you think about kids? If I had a kid and cannabis would help him, I would give it to him in a heartbeat if it would cure him, if it would help him. You know, because I know my kid could get morphine. I know my kid could get antipsychotics, antidepressants, all these medications, all these highly controlled prescriptions. My kid can get all that. So what's the big deal about cannabis? If he can get a fentanyl patch and he's a kid, or a Oxycontin gummy as a kid, then why can't he get medical cannabis with less side effects, more effectiveness? Got about maybe 4 minutes left. I'm going to get into some English Premier League news and transfers and all that stuff. And, oh, it's just going to be interesting. That's going to be fun. But, you know, it's just one of those things that so many people are so paranoid. And that's what we're trying to do, is break the ice. You know, because I get so frustrated when, like, a guy will have a fifth of vodka and a case of beer and take a hit of a joint, and they'll blame the joint, not all the alcohol. You know, I think we're on the path to get it legalized so I can use my medicine without feeling like a criminal. You know, we finally got someone in the White House that's not afraid to say what he says. You know, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is supposedly going to be stepping down. So what's going to be interesting to see if she's going to run for governor. Like some reports are saying, you know, we'll have to wait and see on that one. It's one of those things, you know, as you sit there and you think about stuff and you look up and you sit there and you're like, finally someone that's standing up for us. It's not backing down. You know, you're not going to agree with everything he says. You're not going to support 100% of everything, you know. I wonder what would happen if they did put legislation to have responsible legalization in place. You know, would he be like, okay, yeah, I think he would sign it. I think he would respect the government. We'll have to wait and see if that would ever happen. I don't know. But it's just one of those things. We'll have to just wait and see. I don't know. I think he respects the rule of law. And if a law comes down that says, hey, we're going to regulate it, and this is how we're going to do it, and this and that, I think he would. Okay, yeah. Because he is someone that believes in the rule of law, and this is how we do stuff. And we have a House and a Senate so that for a purpose. Where is that? I got about, let me see. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much. I want to get into, for a lot of the overseas listeners and stuff, I want to get into some Manchester United news and reports on what's going on with that. As you know, Bruno Fernandez is considering coming to United. Juan Bissaka, there's rumors that he might be coming. We all know Daniel James has signed for Manchester United. They struck an £18 million deal. The thing I see moving forward is we don't have a director of football. We don't have someone out there. We should be, if we want Juan Bissaka, we need to be not negotiating now. They should have been negotiating, okay? So when the time comes, okay, yeah, well, okay, you know, we have, okay, they want £80 million, okay. Well, we bid 50, they go to 60, you know, that way you pretty much have an idea what you're going to pay for them. We definitely need a central defensive midfielder, for sure. You know, Lukaku is headed to AC Milan. That's what the reports are, and that's what he's basically come out and said. But we need to get some central defensive. We need to get some central defense to midfielders. We need to get a right winger. We need to get some of these players coming into United. It's great that he's going, but we need to get some players in here. And without a director of football, the transfer window is when you should be closing deals, not negotiating. Okay, yeah, we want Juan Bissaka. What will it cost to get him? So that once the transfer window opens up, we can close this deal. Okay, we're offering $60 million. Okay, well, they're taking 50, but 60 sold. Cool, we got Juan Bissaka. Deal done. Okay, now let's get Bruno Fernandes, okay, yeah, he wants to come here. I mean, because there are players that have wanted to come here and that deal never gets done, and they were decent players. Why? I don't know. Yes, you can't really, I don't know what I think it's Ed Woodward more than the Glazers. Because when we had the Glazers, we were dominating. We won Champions Leagues under the Glazers. So you can't blame the owners per se. At one point, you got to say, "Well, when is enough enough with Ed Woodward? When do we got to say bye bye, sayonara, Sodom? Got to go." But it's just one of those things that, as Manchester United fans, this window is starting to frustrate me because I think we should have two signings by now, at least three. I mean, and I hope we get Bruno Fernandes. He's one that I'm pretty sure is coming. I'm pretty sure that much. Because they're just working out the finite details. I know Daniel James would have been signed a lot earlier, but with the family tragedy and all that stuff, you know, stuff's going to happen. But, you know, it's going to, I mean, if we get Lukaku, if we were to get Juan Mata to go, and we were to get, I don't know, let's say we get Juan Mata and we get Lukaku gone. If we don't get two people to replace him, we're going to be screwed. And if we get, and I'd love to see Alexis Sanchez go off. When I heard that he was coming, when it was kind of leaked by Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV, I'm like, yes. But he hasn't done anything for us. Bye-bye. But if we get him out of there, Phil Jones, if we get someone, if he goes, if no one replaces him, Marcus Rashford, if no one they go, that's great. But if no one replaces them, then we got an issue. You know, we should be just tweaking deals. The negotiation should have happened. Well, okay, well, you know, this is what we want for him. And okay, yeah, but Barcelona put in a £10 million bid higher. Okay, well, how much do we want? How much do you want him? Do you want to pay that extra £5 million to get to get Wan-Bissaka, okay. You know, you shouldn't be kind of working on, you shouldn't be haggling on price now. You should have done that to where, okay, yeah, we're pretty close one way or the other. We should have been, okay, barring they want a little bit more, or Real Madrid comes into the picture, or PSG comes in, or Inter Milan comes in, or AC Milan, or Bayer Leverkusen comes in, you know, barring another team stepping in and trying to get a player, it should be wham, bam, thank you, man. You know what I mean? We shouldn't be like, well, they want to come here. If they want to come here, the deal should be okay. Yeah, this is what we agreed to pay for in March. Yeah, we're going to take the deal. Let's go. We got a player. Bang. But that's not the case. That's not what's going on. I mean, we should have 3 deals done by now. Barring Daniel James, that took a while because of the family issue. There's no one's fault. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I hope you do. And, you know, I thank God every day I'm on 2 legs, and thank him for what I have. And, you know, I got to go see the dead again, and just my wife's for show notes. It's just a great experience for her to experience. And just, you know, my cat was lying next to me in the studio, and Terrence Williams, nice to see him back strong. Mind of Jamal's on right now, which I'll probably start watching once I'm done here. It's just great, you know. One of those things, you know, when you look at the you never know when, you know, if tomorrow never comes. Well, you know how much I love you, and how much, you know, you never know. So you give every day to God, and you just do your best, and you're going to slip and fall, and you're going to trip and hit your head, and, you know, but hopefully you dust off the bears, and you go, okay, you dust off the dirt, and you say, let's go, okay. Yep, let's try again, you know. I just do what I do, and I give it to God, and whatever happens, happens. No one's perfect, and, you know, this notion that, oh, well, you know, people think that, you know, you go to church because, you know, everyone, you should go because no one's perfect. And you go to kind of, you know, my wife said this the one time, and I'm like, you don't believe in gravity, Chef? Well, then what keeps you here on earth? God grounds you. I'm like, yeah, she's right, you know? So.
I was being sarcastic when I said I don't believe in gravity, by the way.
Yeah, but. But
I don't know what God calls it. I know we're grounded to the earth by him.
Yep, exactly. Amen. And it's just one of those things, you know, that. About 90 seconds left in the program, and just do and go and just give back and be there for someone, because someday you'll want someone to be there for you, you know? And just live your life, and just, that's what I try to do with this program, just, you know, wake people up and let people know that, hey, you're not alone. We all need a little love in our hearts. And about 60 seconds left, and I want to always, my producer's like, come on, let's go. But it's one of those things. Oh, I know. But it's just one of those things. Yeah, my wife has a migraine, so. Wow. It's just one of those worlds we live in that, you know, just be there for people. Just do. And I just try to open people's eyes to what's going on in this world. And, you know, and if you get it, you do. You don't. So that's kind of how this world is. So I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And with this, don't forget, folks, you know, just enjoy your friends, your neighbors, and your loved ones. And with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday or Tuesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.